guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to read a story. So many of my recent videos have been about women wanting good men. I just want a good man. I want a good guy. I mean, we see it all the time on the dating profiles that we make fun of on Tinder or Bumble. And where we read articles, I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of playing around. No more time for fun. Time to settle down and find a good man. And of course, we as a guy say, well, why did everybody else get the fun? Now you're just ready for super serious and let's get to business. I mean, don't we get a chance to have a little bit of fun too? And as we've kind of gone our own way and decided to become bachelors, I've looked back on a lot of my previous relationships and said, you know, I was a good guy, but I wasn't a boring guy. I was a good guy. You know, we went on motorcycle rides. We went on vacations. We traveled. We had like a date night every weekend. Sometimes we'd go out to a really cool little bar that had like 150 video games in there. Wasn't my call even. And we went in there and we'd play pinball. Attack from Mars, I think, was the favorite one that we used to play. And other times we'd find these really niche little restaurants. And, you know, it always seemed like we were doing fun, interesting new activities. I was having a blast. And supposedly she was too. So I was a good, non-boring guy. But nonetheless, it didn't stop her from finding somebody else to spend time with without me knowing and us eventually breaking up. So I said, you know what, let's read what it takes to be a good man. And if you do these things, you'll have no problems. Now, of course, I'm not being serious when I say that, but let's look. I went to a very strong gal's website. It's called Her Interest, specifically for her. 12 qualities of a good man. So let's read through here. I've got my pen and my paper right here, and I'm going to take some notes so that we can review at the end how to be a good man, gentlemen. Love is certainly a complicated thing, and while it's easy to be sucked in by a handsome smile, perfect teeth, and a strong set of arms to match, if you're looking for the one or just a solid long-term relationship, you need to dive below the surface. Find the kind of man he is, not just what he looks like. We've pulled together the 12 best qualities of a man that you should be looking for. Interesting that they notice that they say looks right off the top. So women that say, oh, I want a guy that's funny or interesting. Even they self-describe a guy that's good-looking. He's faithful. Okay, let's write that down. Faithful. Faithful means not cheating. This may seem obvious. No one wants to be in a relationship with a cheater, right? Sometimes we get caught up in a dazzling smile, pretty words. We've completely ignored the fact that he's got a bad history. If the man you're into is known as a cheater, so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he's open and honest. Okay, well, faithful's not cheating. Open and honest, it means that he tells the truth, honest. That's kind of the same as faithful, right? Not cheating, not being a liar. All right, so far we've got not cheating and not being a liar. All right, we don't have to read it. We've got it figured out. He's hardworking, okay? So he needs to make money. Write that down, money. And of course, that means he's got goals. He's got goals. Goals, happy, positive, hardworking guy. Okay, so we'll put money down again because that's money twice. He's got a good personality. Okay, which means we'll put personality. I'm very serious about this. We're taking notes here today, fellas. All right, good personality. He's nice to be around. Good sense of humor. Oh, there it is. We knew that was coming. Hold a conversation, nice and friendly to those around him, compliments you. Okay, that's not hard. Professional in the workplace. Interesting, okay. So here they talk about good personality. And what's that mean? He's nice, he can hold a conversation, he makes you laugh. He's polite. And the last one, he can be a professional in the workplace, but silly when it's just the two of you. So he needs to still have that business acumen, right? What if he's a comedian? Maybe he shouldn't be professional in the workplace. He's trusting. So that means he trusts you. Okay, but that's kind of falls back on being open and honest, doesn't it? So that he trusts you. I don't know. That doesn't really sound like a quality about him. That's more about you, I'd think. He treats you right. Well, isn't that the same as having a good personality? Let's see what they boil down here. I don't care how handsome he is, how charming he might gifts from you. Doesn't treat you right. He needs to steer clear, ditch him. Proud and happy to be with you. Respectful, treat you like a princess. Princess. Do you want to be treated like a princess or a queen? Which is it? Shower you with love and make you feel like the special woman that you are, period. So basically, you just want him to bow down. Okay, so bow down to your every need. Write that down. Okay. Strong morals. Confident, stands up for what he believes in. And confidence. Well, that's kind of both the same thing, isn't it? Confidence. All right, so he's got to be confident. He's got to bow down to you. Shower you with affection, have a decent personality, money, not lie, not cheat, okay? He's mature. Well, that goes back to being confident and having personality, doesn't it? He takes the initiative. I think we women agree nothing better than a man coming to our door with a rose in hand, telling fanciest dress, take you out on a night on the town in one of the fanciest spots. All right, let me just put money here again. Because she wants romantic gestures and nights on the town, and he believes in family. Okay, so that looks like it there. Looks like we can maybe start summing things up here. Do you get my point where I'm going with this, right? So they want you to not cheat, number one. That's to be honest. Okay, I did that. I think many of you did that in your relationship. So we're good on that count. Not lie. I was there. I didn't lie. I was honest, faithful. Yep. I did have a pretty decent job, and like I said, we went out and did activities all the time. I paid for the majority of the time because I was still living in that blue pill world. And money, and I took her out on the town. That's money. I didn't shower her with gifts because I'm not an idiot, but I do have a good personality, and I did have confidence, and I still have confidence. So what's interesting, though, is if you look through here and they talk about a good guy, well, let's talk about the player, right? The guy that's still out there that's casually dating, that's the bad boy. Is he confident? Yep, I've got my notes right here. I'm literally reading off of them. I wrote them on the back of a coupon here. Is he confident? Yep, he's confident. Does he have money? Yeah, he usually has money. He might even spend a little bit on it. Does he shower you with gifts? No. Does he have a good personality? Yes, usually they're very charismatic, outgoing, funny. Is he open and honest? Yes, but doesn't mean he's telling you the truth. He just tells you what you want to hear. And the faithful thing, well, you never find out because you don't end up dating long enough. All these lists here really don't boil down to anything, do they? They really don't. Three are concerned with work, how successful he is, and how much money he makes. One is how confident he is and that he has a good personality. Another is he doesn't cheat and he doesn't lie. There are so many men that fit in that category. I'd bet to say that were you to get the right guy at the right time when he's done kind of playing the market, if he's been out there doing his single thing, he's kind of done playing the market, and he's ready to settle down, I would say 80 to 90% of men are these guys with two exceptions. Can you guess what they are? Number one, money. Remember, he has to be more successful than she is. Women do not date down. They only date up, right? So they've got to be more successful, which means they make more money and they're at least equally educated, if not better educated. Now that, in truth, has really nothing to do with it. Like I said, you can go out and get certifications, go straight from high school, get a couple of certs and I'm using networking engineering because that's what I did, so I can speak to that. But you can take an apprenticeship as a welder. You can go out and get different manufacturing jobs that start at $60,000, $80,000 and up. That's more than some of these, studies-ism degrees that come out of a college. But because you don't have that college degree behind your name, they look down upon you, even though you could actually be much smarter. I mean, I think Steve Jobs did not finish college, if I remember correctly. Bill Gates did not finish college, if I remember correctly. Those are the only two big names that I know off the top of my head. But if you just search for very successful businessmen that didn't even attend college or finish college, there are a lot of them, but they have good business acumen and they made lots of money. Now, I'm pretty sure lots of women would still go out with them. What's the difference? They don't have that education. Well, they've got the cashola, right? They got the money. So we got money, a big equation out of this. And what else? Looks. That's what it boils down to. Women have been told for so long that they deserve the best. And when you go on these dating apps, really all that is taking a snapshot of looks. So when women say, well, again, the 80-20, we've talked about it in many, many videos, but those women look for the top 20% of men on a dating app where you're swiping and doing all this, what can they find out very quickly? Number one, what his career is, because usually you have to plug that in. And number two, what he looks like. That's really what it boils down to. They don't even get to the personality, because otherwise they'd say, you know what? All right, out of a 1 out of 10, this guy's maybe a 7, and he does a pretty decent job, but he's got a couple of funny things here on his profile, or he seems interesting. Let's at least go on a date and give it a shot. Nope, doesn't even happen. Now, of course, also on a lot of these dating apps, you know, the women are very much have the edge, because a lot of thirsty guys out there are just swiping. And there was a video online. I thought about doing a video on this where a guy set up a profile and he paid extra to get like a super boost. And he was in a pretty big city, I think. He super boosted, and with 3-4 hours, he had 4,000 likes. Now, it was a fake profile, of course, and he used a very attractive woman. But he had 4,000 likes. So if a very beautiful woman has 4,000, and I've read this in other articles, an average girl's getting hundreds. Excuse me. So here it boils down to the good man. You know, I'll try to stay on track here. The good man for women, right? All these things that they list outside of looks really boil down to he doesn't cheat, he doesn't lie, he's got a good personality, and he's got a great job and makes good money. That's it. And he's confident. So if this were really the truth of what women think it makes a good guy, the truth is there'd be a lot less women trying to find those top 10 and 20%, because there are a lot of us out there. But when a woman, take for example my profile, because again, I can speak to me, first thing they see, 5'7". Second thing, oh, he's bald. Third, if I were to put down my career currently, let's say I said newscaster or something crazy like that. Nah. Even when I put down network engineer, I didn't get quite as many responses, but I did get more, right? But we have to look at it again. Now, if I change that to, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, and I was a doctor all day long. So there it is, fellas. To be a good man, we've now figured out the key. To be a good man that women want today, you have to be tall, handsome, rich. Personality and the rest, they say that's there, but we know the truth of that, and that really doesn't matter. So when women and men say, well, why don't you just get out there and you know, don't be butthurt, and you can go out and look. Most of us have done that dating, and most of us have seen the results, which is, even if you are a good guy, and even if you match all this criteria, it doesn't mean that she's going to be faithful, that she's not going to lie, and that she's not going to dip out, even for someone that's just better looking, and we know this. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. For those of you that have, I appreciate it very much. And as always, the best way you can support my work is to like, comment, and share. We will leave it there, gentlemen. This is Benner Bachelor. I am Joker. And as always, remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.